WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
The New York Police Department is kicking off a summer surge of patrol officers to reassure New Yorkers that crime is under control. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
Commissioner Bratton wants to set the record straight. New York City is still as safe as it's ever been in modern times. He says a 9% uptick in shootings compared to last year is a normal fluctuation, and the number is still lower than any previous year going back at least two decades.
I know there's been a lot of attention paid to the increase in shootings, and somehow or another the city's in crisis, somehow or another that this is starting to get out of control. Not at all.
To keep the peace and calm New Yorkers, Bratton has reassigned about 300 officers to patrol precincts and housing developments located mostly in Brooklyn and the Bronx. He says additional manpower will be deployed as needed in the rest of the city. If the 90-day initiative doesn't work, Bratton says he's open to formally asking the mayor to hire more officers, something police unions and the city council support. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.